Ako Kamboon has spent his entire adult life in education, but his work has taken him out of the classroom and into various communities, talking about what he's learned about the changing American student and the importance of partnerships between a city and its schools. He spoke to Waco ISD teachers at an in-service day following the Education Summit last year and is returning this Monday to address the whole community, even, says Kamboon, people who have no affiliation with the schools.
If those who don't have children in the school system take an attitude, well, I'm not going to support the school system because my children are now grown, my grandchildren are even grown, and I only have a fixed income, I need them to understand that it's more than just their personal interest. It's the vitality of the entire community that's at stake.
The title of Kamboon's message is "We're All in This Together." His appearance is the second in a series of all-community events put on by the Greater Waco Community Education Alliance. Educators and parents are sure to comprise a huge chunk of the audience at the new University High School, but Kamboon explains that his message is designed to convince anyone who is interested in the future of Waco that success depends on the product coming out of our schools.
If I don't have children, why should I be actively involved, or why should I even be concerned about what's happening in education? And I'm going to really drill on that issue because I need everyone to understand that these are the children who are going to take care of them in some form or the other. They'll either be the ones who will have the entry-level jobs like food service workers at restaurants, fast food restaurants, and et cetera. And if they can't count the change, then it's going to really cause a problem. They'll be the ones working at daycare centers as well as adult daycare centers, and they need to have some basic understanding.
Kamboon is now president of the Visionary Leaders Institute in Ohio, an organization that studies students, schools, and partnerships, and works to help communities discover solutions to meet their own local needs. Kamboon said he was impressed by the initiative he saw last year in the Waco area and hopes to focus attention on issues affecting the work going forward.
What changes have occurred around the country that might be of interest to Waco, the Waco area? What changes would we suggest based on our experience of traveling in districts around the country? So I want to tailor the message to the specific needs as well as interest of those who are going to attend.
Kamboon said that Waco has a head start on other communities, but that follow-through on the part of parents and other community leaders not directly involved in the school system will be a key to a successful event.
The challenge is not the message, but the work that follows the message. If people, once they hear the message on Monday, will they then take up arms to fight whatever kind of complacency exists as it relates to public education?
The Education Alliance's free community event on meaningful involvement is this Monday night in the auditorium of the new University High School. Food, child care, music, and other events begin at 5 p.m., with Kamboon's speech beginning at 6:30. For KWBU News, I'm Derek Smith.